All right, hope you enjoyed that. That was so fine, played really fast. Hope I have time to record this. Everybody's out of the house for a few minutes, and it's Christmas Day 2022. So Merry Christmas. Late, I'm sure, if you're listening to this. Yeah, it took me a while to get set up because my audio interface, when the power went out, something fried. And I opened it up and I couldn't tell exactly what, and I don't know enough about what I'm looking at anyway. So, and it's from like the turn of the century, but it's a great audio interface. It's by a company called RME, and I want to buy a new one from them because that one has been so good. It lasts a long time and it's good. A little more pricey than some others. I'm Clayton Pixton. This is the Should Be Known podcast. Welcome here. All right, pulling up my notes. We're going to talk briefly about willpower versus temptation and also letting things go if everybody doesn't come back and make much noise. So willpower. You've heard phrases like willpower is not enough, or, you know, you can't depend on willpower, maybe with, you know, alcoholism or stuff like that. I'm going to just read for a second. It'll spark my memory. They say it doesn't work. It's almost like if you're depending on willpower, it's too late. No matter which choice you make, you're already in the box. You're already trapped. Both decisions are wrong. It will come out wrong at that point, no matter what. I'm thinking of that movie about this Russian doctor guy, if I'm not mixing it up with something else. Anyway, he... I think it's another one, but it's something. Anyway, he's been unfaithful to his wife with this lady, and he's like having an affair. And he like decides, I guess, at some point that he wants to stop doing that. And like he goes and meets with her secretly to tell her this. And he's like standing at the window. This is just my memory, could be a little off. And he's like having all these like flashbacks and hyperventilating about how he wants to, you know, do inappropriate stuff with this lady. And it's like, well, dude, get out of there. What are you doing standing at the window in the same room? Like, what are you even doing with her? Get out. Make like Joseph in Egypt and get out. Use your legs. And that's what I have to say about that. And I guess, you know, we're all confronted with stuff. It's not convenient to get out of the world or get out of every situation. But to me, doesn't it make sense to just get as far away from stuff as you can? Does that mean you throw your phone away or never use a computer or, you know, never go out of your house or never turn on TV? I don't think the Lord wants us to do that. I think he wants us to kind of learn to be in the world. But if you've got alcohol in your house, pour it out or get rid of it. Let somebody take it, throw it away. If you have a problem with a certain website, why can't you just block it? I mean, maybe you need something on that website, and then... You know, maybe that's a different discussion. I don't know. But you kind of need your phone. Maybe some people can't have a phone. I don't know. But the point is, if you can, get rid of the temptation or get as far away from it as you can. That's my only point. Make barriers for yourself when you're in your right mind. Because you're not always going to be, you'll have moments that you're in your right mind, right? It's like that dude had. He was like, yeah, this is crazy. I need to be with my family. This is not good. I got to stop doing this. Let's go meet her secretly and tell her how we have to stop. I don't know. Okay, that's a little thought about willpower. It's about being smart, being wise. Okay. I was telling somebody yesterday, this is a thought from December 2nd. I was telling somebody yesterday how I think we can choose to let stuff go or forgive somebody or whatever, but maybe not directly. I think a lot of people would say you can choose to forgive somebody or let something go or whatever, just like you can choose to be happy or not worry about something or not stress out or not let something bother you or not be offended or whatever you want to say. And I think there's truth to all that, and that's very important. But maybe the mechanics of it is that our soul actually letting something go or whatever it is not totally in our control. Not directly, at least. You make the choice, whatever that is, but the miracle that happens with your spirit is actually not directly in your control. That's my thought. Is it that we aren't enabled to make that choice because the choice isn't in our direct control? Or are we enabled to make that choice, but the actual, you know, forgiveness or whatever isn't directly in our control? I think that's maybe a worthwhile question. If it were a matter of making some conscious choice, it would be too easy. And I don't want to give the impression that we shouldn't make that choice or we can't make that choice, or that our choice won't result in the actual outcome for us. But I think it may be presumptuous to think that we can do that without a power beyond our own. Do I need to explain that? I mean, if we just think we can forgive whoever we want, whenever we want, we hear in general conference talks and by people who we should be able to trust, that sometimes forgiveness takes time. Well, if it takes time sometimes, does that mean we're not willing to forgive? Or does that mean, and maybe it's tied together, this is a question I asked a minute ago, does it mean, in any case, it means that we somehow are not enabled to forgive just like that all the time. Isn't that what that means? And if we can't necessarily forgive all the time, we probably can't, right away, we probably can't necessarily overcome an addiction like maybe pornography or alcoholism or drugs or maybe some behavior. I don't know. That it's kind of hard for me to understand because I don't have a problem with most of these things, fortunately. So it's hard for me to understand, well, just don't take a drink. Just don't do that. Just stop. But, I don't have experience with maybe some of those things, but I do have bad habits. They're very hard to break, or lack of good habits that are just super hard to change, even though I know all about it. I've known it for years. I'm in the Slow Learners Club. So I can understand that. I don't think we have to have every addiction to be able to understand these principles. The point is, I think it takes a power beyond our own. And speaking of alcoholism, Alcoholics Anonymous, or any 12-step program, this is a major tenet, right? That you need a power beyond your own. Is that not right? I was thinking about how I had been able to let some things go this last couple of weeks and how I felt I hadn't actually made a conscious choice about that. It may have just kind of happened. Yeah, I went through some process with something that I was able to kind of express on paper and partly to somebody about some things, and for whatever reason my heart softened or something, I was able to let go of some resentment. And I felt like it wasn't totally tied to a conscious choice to do that. I feel like some people would say it is a conscious choice. I really think there's a degree of separation there. But I think you should make that choice and strive for that choice. But I don't know, it might be presumptuous, right? To think we can just choose whatever we want at any moment. Okay, and this is the question I was asking before. Is the choice in our control, but the actual event is not, or is the actual choice out of our control too? I don't know. One thing I know is I'm a person who has the guts and audacity or whatever to kind of force a decision that I may not be totally ready for or may not like, just because I think it's the right thing to do. And I may be wrong about that, meaning wrong about whether it's the right thing to do. So my life experience would tell me that we don't actually have direct control over whether we are able to forgive someone, for example. That only comes through Jesus Christ. And that question of is it our choice, is the choice itself out of our control, or is the choice in our control, but the actual forgiveness is not, sounds a little like a philosophical question. But I'm not sure, it might not be. Okay, Saturday, December 17th, 2022. Got a scroll. Hopefully it doesn't go out of my view. Yes. It would be so easy for the... Oh, this is the thought about temptation above that which we can bear. It would be so easy for the Lord to allow us to be placed in a situation that is beyond our capacity to withstand temptation. We have to remember that. Aren't we supposed to pray? Or didn't the Lord command us to watch and pray always that we not be tempted above that which we can bear? That means that theoretically it would be possible for us to be in a situation where we are tempted beyond what we are able to bear. Or in other words, we just plain don't have the capacity to resist the temptation. I think of the game Pac-Man. I don't know if you've ever played that game, but... You know, you're on this screen, little maze or whatever. You're this round, circular, yellow dude with a mouth. Very simple graphics, but goes around eating little dots, right? And that's the object, to eat more dots and stuff. And these ghosts come. I can't remember if there are two or how many, but they're always after you. And you're trying to eat without getting killed and at the same time running away from them. So you got to concentrate on both things or whatever, right? And if you try to eat too much or don't run away from them good enough, they will catch you. Well, think about it. If there are two ghosts, they should easily be able to overcome you if they wanted. Maybe they go a little slower than you. I can't remember. But in any case, I've noticed as I've played that, and it's been years and years, but the ghosts will start coming towards you, but they won't try their hardest to get you. Like, they're not, it's all as if they're not that smart, which of course the game developer knew exactly where you were, but he made it such that they wouldn't just kill you right away. You had a chance. And if you even, you know, push it a little and try to go towards them or whatever for a minute and eat a little more and get more points and go around a corner, they might turn the other way to give you a chance. It's not set up so that they'll just kill you. It's set up in an exact way. And it may be that the more levels you play, you know, the harder it gets and the more likely they are to overcome you and kill you, because if they come and touch you, you're dead. So you see where I'm going with this? You're given a chance. You're not encountered with a situation where you're just gonna die. You're gonna fail no matter what, and you just can't run away. And that's, to me, obviously how I think life is. You know, game developer is obviously the Lord. He doesn't set things up so that we can't escape temptation. But it is theoretically possible, and perhaps the Lord does this sometimes too, because it would be so easy for him to place us in a situation where, or allow us to go in a situation where we had too much temptation. I mean, you know, an alcoholic in a liquor store, or in a bar, or, you know, surrounded by hundreds of cups of alcohol. You can think of situations with other addictions. Maybe that's a dumb example, but think of Peter. Let's see. Da-da-da. I'm looking at this previous paragraph. Maybe that's how all good games work. The Lord always provides a means for our escape from every temptation we are given. The Lord is in control. It's a controlled environment. So, okay, I think of Peter, right? Peter felt so committed and so, so strong and had a burning great feelings about what was right and who the Lord was. And he was sure that he would stay true to the Lord to death or whatever. And the Lord very quickly corrected him and said, Peter. To me, he was saying, Peter, it would be so easy for me to put you in a situation that you would not be able to resist temptation, or let's see, be easy for me to put you in a situation that you would deny me. So, of course, the Lord says, Peter, this very night, you are going to deny me three times. I'm sure Peter was like, what? There is no way. I feel so committed right now. I will go with thee to death. And we know what happened. He was placed in a very perilous situation. See, there's somebody at the door. My time is up. Anyway, so he does that. And I hate it when we'd get down on Peter. He was in a bad situation. He learned his lesson. He came out all right. And if I'm like him, I'll be in good shape. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. Just gonna tack on a little here. People are over at the house and everything. And as you maybe can hear, also my furnace is on. But yeah, regarding Peter, just have to get this off my chest. So yeah, what a great apostle of Jesus Christ. What a great man. He had a very special calling, has a special place. Yeah, anyway. And who else walked on water that you know of? Oh, but he, fell, and the Lord, when he was picking him up, said, "Where, why did you doubt, thou of little faith," or whatever. So he had little faith. And I just want to say, okay, I want to see you walk on water and see how you do. Also, regarding him denying that he knew Christ, I mean, who else has been placed quite in that situation? I don't know. You realize his life would have been in danger, maybe those of the other apostles as well. And he's the only apostle, by the way, that we know of who went and followed the Savior and was like in that situation around all those people who, after the Lord and everybody else scattered, right? So, and I don't want to blame them either, because you just don't know what you do. And anyway, we don't want to be presumptuous and think we can withstand temptation or whatever that's too much for us. So anyway, oh, and also about, see how noisy it is here? This is my floor above. See why I can't do anything while people are here? Probably shouldn't be recording this now, but I think you'll think it's fun to hear. So, oh yeah, the choice, whether we have the ability to make the choice to forgive somebody, for example. I was just thinking, I don't know exactly what choice we get, and that's worth some further discussion and thought. I think it's important. But somewhere along the line, we do have choices. Do we have a choice at the last minute? It's like, I think Russell M. Nelson has said before, if you are in a rocket ship and it's, you're on the countdown before launch or whatever, it's too late to get out. Your choice to, not go on that rocket launch, go up in space, was before that. And I think we often, I do, often at the last minute, when it's too late, act like we can make a decision. And willpower is not enough. It's too late. I think we do that a lot. Like, we, things are too much for us in the moment, and we can't, there's nothing we can choose to be in a better spot at that moment. But if you were to rewind, if you were to back up some, maybe a short time, maybe a long time, there were probably plenty of decisions you could have made to prevent being in that situation. Okay, do I make myself clear? All right, guys, Merry Christmas, and as it should be known, podcast, I'm Clayton Pixton. Talk to you later.